is the Sports Day with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Happy Monday.
Monday.
You had me nervous.
Kid's been on this whole, like, four-day weekend thing. I
mean, you know, I really like Trey.
Well, that's good. He's your kid.
I don't know if I like him, like, 4 days straight, like, with no activity.
What,
like, not going to
summer?
School. Like, he goes to camp.
Every day?
Yeah. Redneck Survival Camp.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Forgot all about that.
Learn how to hunt. They swim in a pond, and
he's gonna know.
Yeah, if it all goes down, he's gonna be the only one that survives this.
Hey, I'm seeing. By the way, a Blues breakdown of the Fox Sports or whatever it was. Worst cities. I really don't have anything to add to that. That was good work, Blue.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
to summate, trash.
Really what he was saying, anywhere this cold.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how you can – I mean, I guess, again, there's no facts. There's no way you could break down where they came up with their information.
Jacksonville's one of the highest-rated NFL viewing cities in the nation, too. So it's not like they were using metrics that you would think. Like, I would think, okay, attendance? Nope. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville's, like, upper half. Right. Ratings? Nope. Jacksonville, I want to say it's like top five as far as share. There's really nothing. I mean, if you want to go through, like, some of these cats got, you know, 30-year waiting list for season tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just go ahead and there. Let me drop a nugget to you guys. If you guys are dropping bread, like dropping money for a waiting list of 30 years on tickets, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So you have to actually pay.
Yes.
To get on the waiting list.
There's some teams that, yeah, you got to put a deposit down.
Yeah. Not gonna happen.
No. You need a hobby or an advisor or something. I don't know what you need, but you need something. So I don't know where that list came from. If you don't know what we're talking about, it was the worst NFL cities, and it was like Houston, Jacksonville, Tampa was fourth. I don't remember who was third.
Cleveland's gotta be up there.
Cleveland was
Nashville was way down there, even though
Nashville
that's like one of the coolest
worst.
Cities in America.
Yeah, Nashville was third worst.
It was based on performance on the field, I guess, over the last however long.
Oh, well, then you can't really argue that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then they got a
Then they hit the bullseye.
Right. But it doesn't like say that in the article, I don't think.
JJ, good to have you back, man.
Yes.
Did you get demoted?
That's what it seems like.
I just got moved around.
He got called up to the big leagues. He stayed a week, and they're like, nah, you can go back down to minors.
Yeah, I went to the drill, and good times, 5 a.m. wake up every day.
I feel you.
And I'm back.
Well, that's good. For how long?
Your guess is as good as mine, my friend.
3 days from now.
The schedule always comes out Tuesday, so we'll know.
3 days from now, we're going to walk in here, and he's going to be like, yeah, I'm out next week.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it works. You get a producer, they get promoted to the big leagues.
That's fine.
Yeah. We do that, yeah. Bunch of stuff to get into, a bunch of little nuggets here and there. It was interesting. I was reading something about Kyler Murray today that his college coach, Lincoln Riley, was talking about. He actually made a really good point. He's talking about Kyler Murray's size, his height, his size, and it's talking about Baker Mayfield wasn't big either, although he was, you know, 2 inches taller than Kyler Murray. But he said with either one of those, there was never a play they wanted to run that he had to go, oh, nope, wait, they're too short to run that. And so it kind of got me thinking, like, I'd like to ask coaches all over. Like, I'd like to ask coaches at every level, do you design your offense around skill sets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you design your offense around your quarterback size?
Wow.
Right? I mean, have you ever heard anybody go, we run this offense because our quarterback is 6'5"?
Nah, that doesn't make any sense, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, maybe I run this system because my quarterback is 6'5", 165 pounds.
Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying? It's like, that's Lincoln Riley hit the nail on the head. Here's a guy who's called plays and went to back-to-back Final Fours. Mm-hmm. And not one time did he say, hey, I wanted to run this play, but I was scared because they were too short.
Well, that's because he gets little people at quarterback. Back-to-back years, he's had a short quarterback. He's had to make it work. Actually, I would argue that this year he's going to suck because now he has a quarterback over 6 foot.
I would say I would say back in the day, Jalen Hurts isn't that.
Jalen Hurts is like 6'2", 6'3".
Is he that big?
He's got to be taller than
I thought he was
Midget
right
Mac
six.
And Mighty Mouse.
I would say back in the day, is he 6'2"? He's 6'2". Okay.
And he squats apparently 500-something pounds.
Yeah. Back in the day when you were running a bunch of those middle screens, remember the old school, like, we're going to replace the center?
Right.
Like, I could see it then, because you did need to see over the guys that were coming full speed at you. I could see it, like, kind of back in the day when they were allowed to blow guys up coming over the middle. Because not that long ago, if you're a receiver and you're going to run that little Marquise Lee drag route, they had every right to hit you before you even got the ball. They were coached. Knock him out. So I could see that would be fairly important to be able to see. But in today's football game where they're perfectly fine with linemen going 4 yards downfield in most cases in the RPOs, and these drag routes, you're untouchable, and there's no contact past 5 yards, so when you're short, you can see the depth. And when basically every screen is outside of the guard or outside of the tackle, I think Lincoln Riley may be right as far as the height thing.
If it works, it works.
Have you ever noticed that the NFL is the last level of football to catch on to something, though?
Yeah, because you kind of have to adapt to it for the most part.
Well, think about a couple years ago, the change in college, about the type of quarterbacks they were recruiting. They wanted 6 foot, six foot one, guys who ran 4.5, 4.6. Like, this started, what, 5 years ago or so? Maybe the NFL is just 5 yards behind. Everybody said, well, the spread's not going to work in the NFL. RPOs aren't going to work in the NFL. Well, now teams are winning Super Bowls with them. Now, does the quarterback situation work in the NFL? Does, if Vince Young was playing today, does he work? If Tim Tebow was playing today?
I think so.
Does he work? You see where I'm going with this? Is Charlie Ward elected to play football in today's day and age?
I don't know about Charles.
Because of his
size? Still very frail looking.
The point being, I think a lot of these writers that do the mock drafts and things like that, they are still it's a great text. Look at the text line. They're still thinking about the way quarterbacks were evaluated 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and they got in the business 30 years ago, some of these jokers. I think if you talk to a lot of the coaches, they're probably okay. They're probably okay as long as the dude is accurate and has a high release point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get batted down. Because Blake's 6'5", and every other ball gets batted down.
His is low and slow.
Mm-hmm. He ain't scared to hit you in the helmet. 4.78, that's great, man. Did you see that?
That's the kind of energy he has. That's why he can call good plays, because his kids buy into him.
Yeah, so I don't know. I saw another mock draft. We'll go over in a little bit, but I'll save the drama. They've got the Jags selecting Kyler Murray. So now we're starting to see. I haven't seen any Haskins in a while, but the last few that I've seen has been Kyler Murray or Drew Lock. So now the question is, these guys doing the mock drafts, do they have – are they guessing, or do they have sources? This ain't Lock and Fora.
Yeah, I think they're guessing. Most people, even the guys who do this for real, are guessing.
Hey, didn't y'all have Daniel Jeremiah on today?
We did.
He's saying
he is like super high. Yeah, we got a bunch of cuts in your email.
I don't read that email.
I'm just saying.
You said
it was
super
a joke.
High?
He was super high. You didn't let me finish on Kyler Murray. And the fit that the Jags will – or that he'll have with the Jags and with Leonard Fournette.
Oh, you got that clip?
1 second.
Put you on the spot here. Like, he explains why he's high, or he just says he's high?
Is it indica or sativa?
I do think that Murray, for Jacksonville, to me, that makes a lot of sense. You know, you get Fournette back healthy. You can really run the football. You can use him off play action, which will benefit somebody that's a little undersized. You can get him on the move. You really, if the defense gets back to where it should be, you're looking for your quarterback to, hey, can you generate, you know, 4 or 5 big plays for us? And that should be enough the way we're going to run the ball and play defense.
Okay. I like that. So essentially what he's saying is if you get Fournette healthy, then you squeeze the defense a little bit, and there's some big plays to happen outside.
Pretty much your New York Giants theory.
Yeah. There's one problem.
We don't have a wide receiver.
Can we get Odell?
AB is available.
Did you hear that they were going to trade Odell to the Pats?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, yeah. It didn't happen.
It didn't happen, but there were conversations
during
about
the
it
season.
Happening. Yeah.
Goodell would not have let that happen.
Boy, I mean, can you imagine Odell and Tom Brady?
That'd be interesting.
That's like when he had Randy Moss.
It's not at all like when he had Randy
Moss. Well, Randy was a little old at the time.
Yeah, and Randy was normal. Like, OBJ and Giselle be over in the corner talking fashion.
Yeah. Randy's not normal.
I meant in like a team atmosphere. Okay. Like Randy ever take pictures on a yacht with a shirt off and designer jeans and Timberlands?
No, was Randy on the sex boat?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think he was on that boat. I don't think he was on that.
JJ said, speaking of boats.
Yeah. But that was Minnesota, though. That was his crew.
Yeah.
You got to think, Randy's running over people and paying fines with straight cash. I mean, Randy, people, we talk about Randy Moss now. Like Randy Moss didn't get kicked out of multiple universities. Like, Randy Moss, like this is the beauty. This is the beauty of being in the media. Like, if Randy Moss was not in the media.
Now he's probably claiming everybody else is now at this point.
Just like Chris Carter. Just like Chris Carter.
Oh, God.
Chris Carter's got nerve to judge people. You almost coked yourself out the league.
Chris Carter, the same Chris Carter that sat in front of a bunch of rookies and said, you got to get a fall guy?
Which he did not lie.
That same Chris Carter?
That was sound advice.
Right?
But he would tell you not to hang out with the fall guy, which makes absolutely no sense.
Was it him and who? Warren Sapp?
Yes. Oh, the two greatest people. Two greatest people. I'm just saying, like, Randy chilled like everybody who goes to the Patriots does. Everybody talked about how bad of a teammate Chad Ochocinco was. He didn't make a peep. He didn't make a catch either. But he didn't make a peep in New England.
Randy Moss wasn't on the sex boat. I apologize.
How long was the employee? How long did it take for him to get fired that decided to have Warren Sapp and Chris Carter speak to the rookies about responsibility? How bad are you at your
Chris
job?
Chris Carter wasn't that bad because he's a redemption story.
Warren well, so Sapp, is Randy Moss.
Warren Sapp continues to make mistakes.
I think Warren Sapp was like a week off the whole hotel incident.
Like,
at Super
child,
Bowl.
So he owes back child support.
They
he
didn't
doesn't
know
pay
it was being filmed
ladies
either.
Of the night.
You know, to be fair, they didn't know it was being filmed when they were giving.
Okay,
the
so
speech.
It's not filmed, but my point is to who their, the NFL said, yeah,
in their
we want these two dudes yeah. guiding our rookies.
But don't you think that is sort of sound advice to some of these guys?
No! Like, no,
come on.
Sound advice
really
is
you know
good advice.
You know that a lot of these guys are going to screw up anyways.
I think it's really good advice to have a fall guy.
Well, Ray Carruth wasn't available to speak?
Whoa.
Well, now
he was
is.
In prison, you know that.
Ray's available now.
But
even
you know,
Ray would tell
that's
you.
That's terrible
he
advice.
He worded it terribly, but.
No, it's terrible advice because what you're saying is go do what you want to do just as long as you got a fall, dude.
That's not
No, I
quite.
Think he was saying like some of you guys are going to screw up because you're screw ups.
So take one of your friends and put his ass in jail.
No.
That's good advice.
Well, he never
no,
said
it's
he
like
had
if you
to
go
be
out
one of
to
your
the
friends.
Club, you don't throw.
So fake a friend.
We had, yeah, we had a saying. He who can post bail does not go to jail.
Yeah, that was y'all saying.
That was a wait a minute. How far out am I? That was a saying. That was a saying. So like you can't the person who
wait,
can pose,
say that again?
He who can pose bail does not go to jail.
So somebody takes the rap because they couldn't afford to bail themselves
yeah, like
out.
The,
so
or the person who was the real VIP, like, don't let that person get in a fight and go to jail because then we don't ever have fun again.
So when y'all go out, do you look at the crowd you're with and go, man, we can't do that because that bell's going to be – ain't nobody here got two racks.
Well, we don't – like, you're not trying to
we're
going to
do something
somebody.
Minor that's only $500 because we got the B crew here.
Well, I mean, like, if you're going to a – the best clubs are nefarious in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going out to one of those, you better have some guys who are willing to get dirty. If you're trying to go out to that. Or just stay in – actually, in Jacksonville, it doesn't really matter where you go. You can get God anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You can get –
It's hot. It was hot today.
It was. It was 80 degrees outside. Little black kids going around here getting got everywhere all around the city.
But nah, but serious, real talk though, like the fall.
No,
guy
his
isn't
problem
that
is
bad.
That they're not getting caught though.
No,
that
getting does. Got, not caught. Yeah. Getting got.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see yeah. what you're saying. That's yeah. sad.
Yeah,
it is sad.
JJ hits us with it. That's sad.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
On that note. On that note.
Yeah, we got to take a commercial break. I don't even know what we talked about there. I promise you, we didn't mean to open up the Monday edition of the Sports Den talking about
Fall
Guys.
Kyler Murray.
Oh, that's right. That seems like three
seconds
ago.
Kyler Murray needs a Fall Guy.
I found a metric that favors the Seminoles for 2019. We'll talk about that when we come back on the other side. We'll be right back.
All I see is green light. You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
Hey, this reminds me. So today in Boost, good energy going on. But I'm pretty sure that you had the Drake channel on.
I just gave up.
Is that what was on?
It just felt like every song was Drake. We tried to
it change. Did.
You only get so many skips.
It's like I'm like, this is the fifth Drake song in a row.
Like we were doing timed workout, like timed rest intervals, and I'm like, just wait till the Drake song goes off. And then we can go again. And it's another one. I'm like, screw it.
There's a metric. Oh, by the way, this is Sports Den. Brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Hopefully you guys got to ABC over the weekend. Hopefully you spent like half your paycheck at ABC.
That's
helps us.
Sound fiscal advice.
Yeah, after you took care of your family and
That's their problem. They got to take care of our bills.
You can get something for everybody in ABC.
Yeah, take care of your family, ABC.
There's
they got
candy.
Snacks. Yeah,
get your kid the
water,
the Remy candy.
What? Don't no, that's frowned upon.
That is. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they got water though. They got sodas. They even got solo cups. So you can go in there and get whatever you need. But ABC, go to one of the new ones. Those things are amazing, actually. Then make sure you go to thehumidor.com if they don't have. If you don't want to get in your car and go to ABC, but you want a cigar, go to thehumidor.com and order you a few of them. Hard to find cigars, easy to find cigars, whatever you want. Already low prices. But then when you check out, you type in Sports Den, and you get 20% additional off plus free shipping. So make sure you do that. FanSided has a thing in here about ESPN's FPI metrics. You're going to ask me what FPI are? Is
yes, I don't know what FPI
no
is.
No idea. I don't know. But here's the criteria.
Football Power Index.
Oh, okay. There you go. That makes sense. The Noles for 2019 on the FPI projections check in at number 22. I'll get to the rest of them in a minute. 22 would seem high right now, right? The criteria is team performance over the past four seasons, most emphasis on last season. Returning starters at quarterback on offense overall and on defense. Whether a team has a returning head coach. And recruiting rankings over the past four seasons. This is where I'm a little confused. FSU is projected to have the number 48 offense, the number 10 defense, and number 40 special teams.
Wow. The what? The number how
48
high?
Offense, number 10 defense, and number 40 special teams. So how are they 22? If how does that equal out to 22? And for their criteria, so team performance over the past four seasons, most emphasis on last season. The last two seasons have been kind of crappy, right?
Yeah.
Returning starter quarterback, no. Well, this one's probably better.
Well,
but,
after the last two seasons.
But given the criteria.
Yeah, given right? So you have 1 year.
Yep. And on offense overall, do you have a lot of returners starting on offense?
I have no idea who's going to start on. Yeah.
Okay.
Wide receiver, running
what about
back?
Defense?
Yes.
Okay. So you're good there. Whether a team has a returning head coach, so you've got that one.
Right now.
And recruiting rankings over the past four seasons. This one was y'all's worst, right?
Yeah, but the other ones were pretty
good.
Yeah.
So y'all check in at number 22. Of course, Clemson is number one. That's a given. Let's see where we got all the rankings. Let's see, the SEC. I hate when they do it like this. SEC has 10 teams in the top 20. Three of the top five. The 10th best SEC team is Missouri, is better than the second best ACC team, which is Florida State. and the second best Big 12 team, which is Texas. The best division in football is the SEC West. The second best division is the SEC East. Why can't y'all just give me the stinking rankings? Okay. Alabama and Georgia 2 and 3. LSU number 4. And that's all they give me in the SEC. They don't tell me. Florida was 8. I saw that somewhere else. It's a terrible, stinking article. Just give me the top 25 already. Look at this. Nowhere in the thing does it give me the top 25. It just talks about the top 25.
It's a good article.
Pissing ESPN. I mean, looking like an idiot right here. Boise State, who is you guys' first opponent, checks in at number 42. I do know that. So, it's good news for y'all in Tallahassee. I want to start the week with some positivity for Noles fans.
That's positive? Well, I give you some positivity, Noles fans.
All right.
Josh Jackson is going to Maryland.
I saw that. I saw that. He already beat y'all once.
Loxley is doing work. That I know for a fact that was the guy that we really – if we were going to get a transfer quarterback –
yeah, we talked about that.
That was the guy we wanted. Well, yeah, but I got confirmation. Like, I got like a whole, like, I got more info on Browse than I wanted to have yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fifth quarter was popping. But then he goes, Josh Jackson goes and does that. I mean, he's not overly concerned, but they wanted them. They wanted the depth. He wanted him over Stark.
Well, I mean, why would he go to Florida State? Yeah, because he's not going to start there.
That's the point.
Wait, is he immediately eligible?
Yeah, he's a grad transfer.
He already graduated?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So I thought he okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter now. I mean, you just transfer, everybody's getting a waiver.
That's true. Larry Fedora can thank Nick Saban, by the way. Nick Saban started this whole let's take an ex-head coach who's still getting paid and let's put him in a low-paying position. And Larry Fedora benefited from it. Larry Fedora is at Texas as an analyst under Tom Herman now.
Mm. Okay.
This is what caught my attention about that, though.
Is that good for Tom Herman?
Why?
I'm not following. He's good, and he's picking up. But, like, what if it never really comes around? Like, what if it's just this is their perennial 10-win team? Like, Oklahoma's just better.
So what is that?
Like, and Larry Fedora's right there, and he's got a coaching experience.
Man, Larry Fedora, no, he just went 3-9 and 2-9,
dude. My boy Juice went down the gates of coaches who have been average that get blessed up.
That's not
a lot more than, for example, okay,
5-18, bro.
Fair enough. Who was the coach that won a national championship at Auburn that left Iowa State after going 4-8?
Gene Chizik.
Just saying, like, it's not like it's beyond happening. Like, if he doesn't, if he keeps messing up, he builds inroads.
It's a lot of other people. Is that Gene Chizik story, though?
But what I'm saying is not just him. I mean, hell, a 3-31 coach just got brought up to Maryland.
Who was on the staff at?
I'm just saying, he's still a 3-31 coach. Doesn't matter what staff he was. You are your record as a head coach.
I thought you weren't.
No, I'm saying that's what people – again, it's only acceptable in certain places. But Mario Cristobal is a – I guess, but he was on the staff of Bama, but he won, like 17-41 or something like that?
Gene Chizik's overall record is 38-38.
Well, I mean, when you go undefeated, yeah, I mean, that helps. But before he got the job, he was like
– man, he got
– and he beat out three – really, this is when I started getting this. I almost got pissed, and I'm glad I didn't have radio because he beat out three really good African American coaches at that time. They all had one thing in common.
Who were they?
Their wives. But you had Charlie
they
Strong.
All had the same wife?
No, similar type wife. Yeah, oh. He beat out Charles.
The way he said that did not sound like
he beat out Charles Strong. He beat out the coach from at Connecticut and the coach who was at Buffalo at the time, and they were all coming off of like double. Well, Charlie was a DC. The other guys were coming off of double digit wins. It was just crazy.
Who did he replace? Tuberville?
Yeah. And I just thought Tommy Tuberville would have a would have went better than Cincinnati. I was actually afraid that Miami was going to hire him after they got rid of Randy. And then I was like, then I realized that maybe he was good because he was at Auburn.
This that whole job's weird. That the whole coaching thing, because you think about there were rumors about Larry Fedora in Florida a couple years ago. He had North Carolina going pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Started out, let's see. It doesn't say here. It just says he finished his okay, so he finished with a 45-43 record. But his last 2 years, he was 5-18. So at one point, he was good and over 500. And now the dude is an analyst at Texas. And if you don't know what an analyst is, they do not count against the NCAA's limited 10 full-time assistant coaches.
Right. But they are limited in their coaching capacity and what they can do off-field.
They break down game film.
Essentially.
Yeah.
But if you happen to loaf on a rep and they see it,
mm-hmm.
they're going to say something.
Well, I hope.
If you don't break on the ball the proper way and they just happen to be there, they're going to say something because the natural coach in you wants. They don't, like, restrict you from actually going to practice.
I feel like you're venting about somebody. I'm not tracking.
No, I'm just making sure that people know that, like, some schools are technically – well, they're not cheating. I don't really know. Like, you're not supposed to coach, but these guys are going to coach.
You're just going to say some schools?
Well, I mean, not a lot. Like, in particular, Bama.
Well, I mean
– Clemson.
Bama's got a different set of rules.
I mean, Clemson can have Clemson can accidentally give their guys steroids.
That's true.
And nobody bats an eye.
Is the analyst who drives the Charger from the dealership?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is he the one that picks the color?
No, well, no, you tell him the color. Oh. And then he also –
he vacuums.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's like having high-end coffee getters.
Some of these analysts are making six figures.
Yeah, huh?
This thing with Yao Ming, have you seen this?
No.
Kevin Garnett claims that the U.S. Team USA had $1 million bounty for anyone who could dunk on Yao Ming. And nobody did.
Oh, Vince Carter must not have got an opportunity.
You know how big Yao Ming is?
It's like 7 – is he 7'7"?
7'6", 300 pounds.
Didn't Vince Carter dunk on the guy who was 7'6"?
7'2".
Oh.
7'2", yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. $1 million? He says, first of all, people didn't know we had a bounty out on Yao Ming. The whole USA team had a bet. We had $1 million bet. Who was going to be the first person to dunk on Yao Ming? None of us did. We all tried to dunk on him, but he would block it or we would miss. So the first thing we thought of when we saw Vince dunk over Frederick was, oh, one of the words you can't say on radio, you won $1 million, but then I realized it obviously wasn't Yao. I pushed Vince, and if you look at the clip, he almost pushes me in the face by accident, but my first thought was, oh, you won, you got $1 million. That actually would have been an amazing story. On top of the best dunk that probably any of us have ever seen, clearing a 7'2" guy.
I'd have been like,
in live game.
Watch me get this money.
If we now found out that dude got $1 million, that would have been amazing. I'll get back to some of the Duval Ford text line stuff when we come back. We got plenty of other football stuff to get on. Sorry, I was reading something from the Duval Ford text line. I'll get to some Kyler Murray stuff that's on the Duval Ford text line when we come back.
You're listening to Jalen.
Oh, yeah, Jalen and Josh Allen. We are going to talk because I got no problem with Josh Allen.
I got no problem with Jalen. He is a treasure.
Oh, I don't got no problem with Jalen either, but I got no problem with what Josh Allen did. If you hadn't heard, we'll talk about that when we come back. If you have heard, you'll probably want to hear our take on this. We'll be right back.
Play fake. Allen drops the throw again. Fires as he's getting hit. It's caught downfield inside the 20 to the 15 to the 10. That's going to be a touchdown for Buffalo. Robert Foster got deep. Allen got hit as he let it go. But it is a 75-yard touchdown pass.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
The infamous Leonard Fournette having visions of somebody attacking his player game.
I still don't understand that. Like,
I mean, like they just, were getting on my dude.
Yeah, let me see what you saw, man. I want to help. Like, I want to, like, I want to believe you. Like,
the eye in the sky don't lie?
Yeah, it's like.
Dude was walking away.
Like, dude was like, he wasn't even bothering nobody.
He said he was walking
away. The person you were helping.
Was walking away. He was like, chill.
The person you were helping broke the fight up. Like, you're supposed to, imagine this. You're getting beat up. And then your homeboy, I come over there, and I'm trying to defend your honor.
Right.
And then you break the fight up. If that happened, I would be so mad at you. I would knock
After
you out.
After you just ran, like,
40 yards. Yeah. Like, I'm all huffing and puffing. And
that,
now.
That was Fournette's highlight of the year, though.
He could have easily blown a hamstring.
I wish that, you know how they did the thing the year before where you had the fastest game times?
Yeah, what they did is
miles per hour.
Miles per hour.
I wish they would have clocked that one. Because I think he would have had it again.
I don't even know what, like, even. My,
I didn't what, even know he
Carlos
was like,
Hyde was like, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be out here.
Hey, Leonard, when'd you get here?
Like, the plays now, you're going to have too many men on the field. That would have been perfect. Not only do you get that, and now you get hit with too many men on the field penalty.
Oh, Leonard. Anyway, what we're talking about, where we're going with that, is Buffalo game, Josh Allen. Tell me, okay, so so essentially what he did was he signed something, and the word is that he wrote what?
Am I still trash, Jalen?
Okay.
It was asked him to sign a picture which was of the Jags game particularly. That's why he did that. It wasn't just like.
Okay, do we know that he's actually the one that wrote? Is there video of him writing, trash, Jalen? Or did the guy sign it and then some fan just write that on there and then throw it on Twitter to get a bunch of retweets?
I mean, it was good. Either way.
I mean, I don't.
I mean, nobody's wrong in this situation. Nobody's wrong in this situation.
No, if Jalen's going to bring it, I'm sure Jalen don't mind somebody firing back.
Right, I mean.
He knows he's going to get that.
Josh has every right to ask for honest critique. The problem is when you ask for this critique, don't get upset when you get an honest answer.
And he didn't.
And he did.
He didn't get upset.
Oh, no, okay, I'm just saying, like, Jalen gave him an honest answer.
Said yes.
Yes.
Yes, you're still trash.
Still trash. Like, he can't look at his stats and not know the answer, though.
I didn't – listen.
Like, all right, like this is like me saying, like, James, do you look like you looked in 2002? Go look at the pictures of 2002. Look at the pictures of now. No, there is a noticeable difference. Probably about 50 to 60 pounds of difference right there.
It's not really the pounds. It's more the makeup of the pounds.
Yes, but a little bit different. And my hair and a whole bunch of other different things. But
don't even look like the same person.
I can answer that question without anybody's help.
You don't have to ask.
I don't have
to
ask.
Do I look different?
Trash Josh, you can legit go Google search Trash Josh, mm-hmm. and it will pop up right there, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
Right.
And it will tell you. It won't even read the stats. It would be in bright red letters, like Jesus wrote it, trash. You're not any good.
Should we start that website?
That would be great.
What would the domain name be? Is Trash Josh available?
If stats could talk.
Hold on.
That'd be perfect.
I'm looking up something.
Be careful y'all better with not, those computers.
Y'all better not. AmIStillTrash.com. Nobody better steal my idea here. Am I still trash? Let's see if that's available. Because what we could do is we could just.
Dang, I just went to it. Blake actually got this domain already.
Hold on. Time out. Somebody's going to have to go to my car and get my wallet. Because AmIStillTrash.com is available. AmIStillTrash.com. We could put. I'm buying it. Yeah. I'm in Dallas's car. Yeah. It's just sitting right there in that. Yep. I'm buying it. Because what we're going to do is we're going to build this thing out. and we're going to have a list of names. And next to it just says trash in red. And if they aren't trash, then we'll upgrade them. And we'll come up with recycling. Something else.
When they get recycled.
We'll have different levels. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. If one of you jokers rush in and you buy this before I do, like, I'm going to be pissed. I ain't buying it back from you. You're going to be stuck with the fee.
I mean, what is it, like $15 to buy a
website? Don't.
Oh, okay. I'm bad. Sorry.
And we'll put Josh Allen there. And that way, if you've got a question, then you can refer.
We should put a picture. We should put that picture.
Yes.
That's like right now, that's the whole website.
Right.
Am I still trash? You type it in, boom, picture of Josh Allen.
Yeah, and we're helping people out. Because some people may wonder, am I still trash?
I'm more thinking about who's going to be, like, making the website.
We can knock that out, we'll have it done. The way we do things, we'll have this done by 2022.
Yeah, we have a plan.
Yeah. I think we should roll with this. So, but you don't have a problem. It would. That's so funny. 385 said, if Josh Allen stats could talk, it would sound like Patrick Mahomes. Thank you. That's awesome. You don't have a problem with him writing that. Even if he wrote it, you don't have a problem with that, though, do you?
No.
He's just having a little fun.
This is the best part. I like to thank you for answering for me, Big Cat Country.
Yeah.
Yes. TF, he thought. Do you know what the tweet right after that was?
What?
God bless, though.
That's awesome. I love Jalen. I hope he didn't get, like, I don't know. If you're gonna send it out like that, you gotta know it's coming. I want to search for another.
Ask. I forgot what teacher it was. I forgot what grade. It was someone in my elementary school. You know, he used to always say there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Right.
He said, oh, no, you're right. There is no such thing as a stupid question. There are stupid people who ask questions. And I'm like, and that's pretty much what trash Josh is. He's a stupid person who asks a question.
JalensQBReportCard.com is available.
This is like, why?
We could just try.
We got to get somebody. That should be a local spot. That somebody should have that.
You want to buy it?
I mean, how much are these domains? Can you get a discount? Can we get a bundle?
I don't know. Let me see. Add to cart. Let me continue to cart. I got two domains selected. See how much this is.
I mean, Jalen should, each week, he should get an opportunity to come in and give his quarterback report card while he still has the talent to be able to back it up.
Do I care if anybody knows that I own it? I mean, crap, I'm on air saying that I own it. No, I don't care.
What, can it be owned by anonymous?
Yeah.
Huh.
You can have privacy protection. What is this? Privacy protection for $9.99 per domain per year, or you can have the ultimate protection and security for $14.99 per domain per year.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
It almost sounds like it's worth the upgrade, though.
See, you're that guy.
Yeah, better safe than sorry, dude.
JJ's the guy when he checks out at an electronics store and they say, would you like this? You can get this as the additional warranty. No, you buy them, don't you?
No, I'm too broke for that. But if I could be that guy, I would be.
You're a peace of mind guy.
Yeah.
The warranties now are...
Do we want to create an email address that matches our domain? Do we want to be James... at amistilltrash.com.
That'd be great. You make these people email addresses. Like, oh, I could get my that dude. We gotta buy. I'm getting my that'd be my website for all haters.
Am I still trash?
No, like somebody says they don't like me. I'm gonna put their name in amistilltrash.com.
Oh, what happened to the $2.99?
Oh, yeah, that's how they get you.
Great cash, homie.
What in the world?
You brought attention to it. Now we have to bid on it.
Dang it. Oh, no, that's not enough, yeah. So I can do 1 year for $11.99, or I can do 2 years for $17. No, $20.98.
Man, bump that.
few pennies that we're saving, man. We might not want this thing next year.
Okay, so we can do 1 year. Are we getting both of them or just one?
Go ahead, get both.
You putting in on this?
Take it out of my check.
He's like, go ahead and get both. Go ahead and get them for 5 years.
Oh, I'll hit you back. I'm good for it. You know where I work. As long as I owe you, you'll never be broke.
Okay. That sounds like something you've been told before, actually.
Yes, unfortunately. I've been told that.
You believe that Antonio Brown's tweets scared off potential trade suitors?
No. Not at all. I believe everybody has seen what – I think they showed the averages of what he's done, like 1,400 yards a season since – was it – not 2003. No, 2013. Like 1,400 yards receiving, 107 yards catches. I believe these guys have access to those stats. It doesn't matter what he tweets.
Peter King says it has. Peter King says, I think the more Antonio Brown tweets, the more he scares off potential suitors. That's not just something I think in the case of one team. It's something I know.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
I appreciate you. There's a Jay-Z quote for everything in life. Like, that's just dumb. Like, that's what I was going to sign this future Hall of Famer, but it was this tweet that he said he likes gummy bears, and it just scared me off. He tweeted that my quarterback needs to shut up.
Okay, so somebody asked him what caused the conflict between you and Ben Roethlisberger. Do you see this?
No.
His answer on Twitter was no conflict, just a matter of respect, mutual respect. He has an owner mentality like he can call out anybody, including coaches. Players know, but they can't say anything about it. Otherwise, their meal ticket's gone. It's a dirty game within a game. Hashtag truth.
So, again.
That doesn't even make any sense, though.
Well, he's saying that.
He says no conflict, just a matter of respect.
If you look at any of AB's tweets, you'll notice a lot of it doesn't make sense.
So he's saying essentially it's not that I have a problem with him. I just want him to respect my mind and shut up. He has a player. He has an owner. He has a company man mindset, and everybody knows that. And thus he doesn't respect me.
But I'm an Antonio Brown fan, but my question would be to him, what do you think of LeBron James?
LeBron James is the company.
Ben Roethlisberger is Pittsburgh.
Not at all. Not at all. There's not even
bro, close. Not Le'Veon even close. Bell said the same thing, and Connor came in there and tore it up. Antonio Brown said the same thing, and Juju Smith-Schuster came in and tore it up.
Whoa. Okay. I will give you Connor. I am very willing to give you Connor.
Okay, go ahead.
But you believe that if there is no Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster will fit right in there, and then somebody else will become Juju Smith-Schuster, and it's all because of
no, Brown. I don't.
What okay, because I'm about to say, no, running back you can find
anywhere. Ben's got a long history in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's right if that's what Ben's doing, but my only thing is it's not any different than what LeBron's doing.
LeBron is literally the team. Man. Like there is no LeBron. There is no this is the worst year LeBron has had since his rookie year.
LeBron does this. It's still an owner mentality. So it's
no,
okay
he is the owner.
It's
so
okay if you're yeah. a certain if you're of certain skill level.
And people hate that. You saw what happened with Kyrie. My point. But my thing is right now Antonio
can't pick
like,
and choose what you like and what you hate. What? With this, you what? Can't hate Ben and love LeBron on this.
I see everybody's side, but my thing is what Peter King said is malarkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know which word I can. I just got confused. My brain almost shut down. I wanted to say something else. But you, if that's what stopped you as a GM, you know what all you have to do to restart it? Wait a minute. Let me look at my quarterback depth chart. I don't have Ben Roethlisberger. Great. He doesn't have any beef with my quarterback.
I was trying to look up Juju Smith-Schuster's, but I
– Juju did good. Juju balled.
No, I got this whole ADD issue. And I immediately am drawn to a – like when you Google Juju Smith-Schuster.
Does Juju on the beat come
yeah.
up?
Yeah. Well, no, it does. Look at one of the first headlines. Juju Smith-Schuster was so lonely on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, he was thirst trapping. It was solid on him. Like, I mean, he's a 22-year-old millionaire, and he bought himself, like, some chocolates and some stuff.
Oh, he's sitting there with the chocolates and roses?
Yeah, and then, like, all the girls felt sorry for him. Like, it's great. great marketing for him. Like his DMs is chock full of.
You really need to do that?
I mean,
you don't think if he just said, "Hey, I want a date for Valentine's Day," like
it's
you,
almost like that, anybody with four names to get women to holler at him.
Yeah, imagine that.
I mean, if my name was
and
John,
that's that little cheap like heart box thing that you get at the grocery store when you check out.
That's probably where he went. If my name was John Sherman, I'd do that too.
Do you ever see at Walgreens and Walmart and stuff the after the holidays, that holiday's candy and stuff on sale?
Oh, yeah.
That's
so
what we were. Oh, you weren't.
You ever seen people buy that stuff? No, right? Well, today in line in front of me, this guy was buying like a bunch of the Valentine's Day candy stuff with this girl right next to him.
Smart. You missed it. Like, to be honest with you,
smart.
What you guys need to do is stop celebrating on the 14th. Celebrating on the Valentine's Day, not times. That's for the main chick. Times. Go out on the 15th with your main or whatever, but everything is discounted.
So are you saying anybody that bought discounted candy is having an extramarital affair?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Maybe I worded it wrong. Bottom line is it's smart. It's fiscally responsible.
Maybe I worded it wrong.
You know who else last week had some interesting advice?
You got $20 to spend on the lake. Okay, there's the Dollar Tree. Sit in here, never got to know. Yep. Go to the Dollar Tree, you can get you a couple of roses, some candy. Then you can go to Winn-Dixie and get you, they got the nice little pack where they got the steak and they got the food around it.
Right,
that
right.
Cost you about $10.
Uh-huh.
So you got the flowers, you got the candy you cook for, you're in your best undies. They have a nice little bottle of wine. Publix got a nice bottle of wine you can get for $2.97. There's your $20 right there, she'll never know. My favorite, lemon pepper.
Did he say you're in your best undies?
Yes.
Did he say get flowers from the dollar store?
Well, what dollar to be fair, it was there was a question. You know, it was Valentine's Day, and people were asking for advice. And someone asked how he could be a thrifty lover on Valentine's Day. And he was breaking it down.
A thrifty lover? Like,
very thrifty.
Leon. Leon Searcy.
Fellas, I love Leon. And he gives great advice about wings that you should eat.
Please, my favorite, lemon pepper.
Please don't ever take his dating. Don't take that dating advice.
He was asked if, I'm trying to be thrifty. It's not like Leon was like, this is what I'm doing on Valentine's
Day. Here's where I'm disturbed, though. Is okay.
Man a break.
I'm sure the man has his favorite pair of drawers. I'm sure that's true. But the way he read it, this man went from Winn-Dixie to Publix in those.
Well, he's pretty big. Nobody's gonna say anything to him if he's clothed. As long as he has a shirt. And
shoes. Imagine seeing Leon Searcy in Publix buying a $2 bottle of wine, and
that's what I'm tripping about. How does he know there's a $2.97 bottle
in his like best pair of underwear?
I'm pretty sure there's not really any kind of good wine you can get for under $3.
Well, he never said it was good.
He said it was pretty good, I thought.
I don't wanna have to listen to it again. It's 30 seconds.
No more.
I just thought it was interesting, you know.
By the way, Juju had 1,426 yards.
I saw that. 7 touchdowns.
But don't you think some of that was AB, you know, taking away?
I'm sure it was, but
I mean, of the field.
Y'all taking my point, like, literally here.
What I'm saying is you don't have AB. I mean, 917 yards isn't bad, what he had the year before. That's probably more about his production level.
That's what he had before?
Yeah, his rookie season.
Well, that's great for a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. I ain't gonna say that. I mean,
I take that 917 yards. He'd like be one of the top. That'd be one of the top seasons the last 4 years in the Jags. 700 is like our mark right now. Like, once you make 700, you just stop.
Once you make 800, you get into the Wall of Fame.
Yeah, like
the pride.
They're trying to get you in the pride. You're one of the. You'll have on your LinkedIn profile after you get cut. One of the greatest receivers in Jaguar history.
Cecil Shorts, come on down.
Oh, I mean, look at the all-time Jaguar single-season receiving record.
He's up there.
It's embarrassing.
You know who's not in there?
Who?
Austin Rastafarian Jenkins.
He's gone.
Yeah, that was sad today.
It was sad.
Peace.
I mean, I can't say this anymore because we do get a lot of joy out of this. We tried to tell y'all. We kept hearing everybody talking about, oh, man, he's stretching the field during camp. He's doing all this stuff last spring. And we're like,
Averaged my yards per rush in receiving, like per catch.
But you know who's back?
Super Bowl bus, baby. All right,
Clay is not going anywhere.
No. Clay, and for our listeners who don't know, Austin Seferian Jenkins was let go by the Jaguars.
Well, his option wasn't picked up. So we got to make sure that we're – because if you remember last time, Tad Dickman came back and said, we have not made an official decision.
Yeah. Like, let's be official.
Yes, we got to be – they didn't pick up his option. So we can be official with that. I will get to the Duval Ford text line when we come back. We'll get to 8 o'clock when we come back. We got a lot of stuff we still got to get into. I also have the most ready prospects, the most pro-ready prospects, not the draft order, not the mock draft, but who's ready to step in and play right now in 2019. Most pro-ready prospects in the 2019 draft we'll get to after 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Sports Den. We'll be right back.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in The Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out!
Loose Air Quality brings you 8 o'clock every night. That's looseairquality.com, L-U-C-E, airquality.com. They do environmental testing right here in the Jacksonville area. They actually do it all over. All over. So if you've got somebody with some bad air, like you're going out to Tampa or Orlando or Panama or something like that, and you're staying with somebody and they've got bad air quality, you can even tell them about Loose as well. Or you can call 904-803-1014. They'll come out. They'll test the air. They'll tell you what's going on. They'll tell you if everything's good. They'll tell you what's wrong if something's wrong. And then they step away. They'll advise you on how you can get it handled, but they have no conflicts of interest at all. In fact, you want to know how serious they take this, James? They used to have a company that did the work, that did really well. They closed it down so they wouldn't have
conflict of interest.
Right. And that company was doing fine. They didn't have to close it down. So that's how serious they are about this air quality business. Go to them, looseairquality.com. Tell them The Sports Den sent you. I got a couple of 8 o'clocks. I don't know if you've got any. But I'll start off with one. I don't like these little Apple Pod things that people are wearing.
The AirBuds?
Yeah. I don't like them. Like, it was
talking about, like, the single one? Like, yeah, with cord?
No cord. Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm sitting. I'm going through, get my drink before I get here. Right? And this lady's just randomly talking. I'm thinking she's bat crap crazy. Like, she's having a whole conversation. She's got long hair. I look up and I can see the little white sticking out. I actually said something to her. Thought she was talking to me. Like, you can't be fooling people like that. Like, I need to see the cord, James. Why? And then I see people walking around. Like, people come in the facility with them. Mm-hmm. Like, there ain't no reason. They just got these little white things sticking out their damn ear. Like, what?
You don't really know how to talk to them or what's going on.
It's Bluetooth all over again.
Dawn Lopez, my favorite news anchor. She was in fitness. She put the earbuds. I'm sitting here like having a full conversation with her, and she's got her earbuds, and she had her hair over.
So you couldn't see it.
I couldn't see it. But it's kind of like you'll get used to it. It's kind of like Bluetooth.
Well, I never could stand that either. Yeah, like the dude walking around with a little microphone sticking out.
Like the old black man that still does it.
Still does it.
All my uncles. Like, they
Yeah, I didn't want to say this, but I noticed that most of the people that do use Bluetooth are, you know.
They put that thing. I got that. Hold on.
No, we don't know, JJ.
No, go ahead.
They're of a certain racial group.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man.
He's like, you know.
Hey, no. Boy, you show is right, boy. Hold it. I ain't talking to you, Junior. You calm down. You sit over there real quick. Grown folks talking.
Now that I hear you say it, maybe I don't hate them because maybe I'll go get a pair. Because if I wear them and I'm walking around, nobody will talk to me.
It's like me with the old, remember I used to have the Bluetooth thing on my neck and I could put the ear?
I used to hate calling this joker on the phone. I spent the whole time going, huh? What'd you say?
I had three conversations. One on the phone, one to a client, and some random person.
You're talking about the necklace one.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible fashion statement. That was around for a little while, too.
Yeah. It's still
around. They're still around. I
like the idea.
James just stopped wearing it last week.
It stopped working. So.
Stopped working. And they stopped making them, so I couldn't buy a new one.
Is that one of the things you bought when you went on your spending spree after you lost a job?
Yes. After you lost a job,
James lost a job, and he went on a spending spree and vacation.
It's not quite how it worked.
It's exactly how it worked.
It just was timing.
He lost the job on a Friday. We came in on Saturday. He had a new iPhone. He had a new Apple Watch.
It was actually a Monday, and I was highly pissed. It was right after we did our second annual combine.
Right.
And I didn't have to come. I only went to work to train the pro guys that I signed up. I didn't have to go in there. They called me on Sunday, said, we need you to come in and we need to talk to you, like 30 minutes before I went to work. And then they essentially let me go. And I was mad. They were like, well, I want to do it face-to-face. And I'm like, bro, you could have literally just called me. Like, I got up for this. Like, I could be asleep right now. Like, really had no care that what just happened to me, because I already knew what I was going to do anyway. But so I went. But Denny is failing to realize and bring up that I was going to Jamaica. Wait a minute. Yeah, I was going to Jamaica. Then I had Nicaragua right after that. And probably some other foreign country that I went to. I don't remember. I went on a lot of vacations that year. But I needed a camera, and they had a GoPro.
Oh, I forgot about the GoPro.
I needed like an iPad, so I got an iPad.
You needed a watch?
I needed a watch, and the Apple Watch was there. I needed a Bluetooth, and I got a Bluetooth. It was just all – Sprint had a really good bundle thing going on.
A bundle? So, a bundle that included an iPhone.
A bundle that included getting whatever the hell it is that I wanted to at that time. So
give me one of them.
And then I think I came into the station. You're like, where did you get all
this? Oh, he came walking in like Mr. Electronics guy. Stuff around his neck, his wrist with a GoPro. I'm like, what are we doing?
I was like, well, I need to
know. And that was right after you got the glasses for Father's Day or something
like
that?
Google Glasses. You had Google Glass?
Nah, Google Glasses. Nobody likes me that much.
Oh, my God. That's what I was like, damn.
They got me glasses.
You got
that as a camera in the front of it, though. That I wore like thrice. Great, best idea. And what made it really good, I had just went on a rant.
He did.
About how I don't get nothing. No, for Father's Day, Christmas, birthday, Hanukkah.
It's called being a dad, bro.
MLK.
Right.
Nobody gets me anything for all the holidays that black men are supposed to get something for. And
wait, do black people get gifts for... Am I missing an entire thing about American culture?
You're supposed to listen
culture?
To the show. Wow. Well, you're not on, man. We talked
about this last week.
We talked about MLK Day. You have to find your... You have to... It's a white person's responsibility to get the black friend in their life.
Oh, I'm out on that. Out on that.
Not the black people. The black friend in your life, you've got to get them a gift for MLK Day. We established
the bylaws.
This.
I had to like eliminate a couple black friends this year because I couldn't
afford it.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
I'll circle back around with you.
These are your rules.
March 1st.
March 1st. We'll be buddies again.
The Smithsonian made these rules. I didn't make
this.
I'm going to let MLK Day and Black History Month float, and then I'll circle back around March 1st because I want to hear James Reed's on 1010XL.
This is when I'm the most popular. I've never been this involved on 1010XL.
My other hate o'clock is what the NBA slam dunk competition has turned into. I tried to turn this on the other night, JJ. I know you're an NBA dude.
I don't do the NBA All-Star stuff.
I used to like
it. I'm a fan of the games. I used to like it too. Even a few years ago when it was LaVine versus
That was a good one.
It
but,
was.
But there were like the
there was
couple
like 10 years
before
between
that.
That.
Yeah.
It's going to be good again next year. Trust me.
What, Zion?
Yes. The aliens coming in and something freakish is going to happen.
So I turned it on this year. I don't even know who it was. I left it on for about 3 minutes because I watched one dude miss about six dunks.
Dennis Smith, I believe, is
and they kept saying, well, that one don't count. He gets another try because he didn't technically. I'm like, the dude jumped. If you jump, I don't care if you pull it back or not. That's an attempt at a dunk, is it not?
It was one of them that one slam dunk contest, like the best dunk was a miss. Like I forgot which one it was. Like it, but didn't somebody dunk over J. Cole?
I believe so. Somebody dunked over Shaq.
I saw the Shaq one. The Shaq one was kind of cool.
That was cool, but I don't know how many times it took to get there. I just saw it on Twitter later on.
No, I think that actually was the first try.
Okay.
Or no, second, because he had to readjust where Shaq was standing. He didn't actually take off. But I think that was his first try. But then the other dude, I don't know if it was J. Cole or who, but he was trying to take the ball off the guy's hand, which was on his head. Right? So he had the ball sitting in his hands on his head, And every time he jumped, he couldn't get the ball. And I'm like, dude, I am not about to sit here and waste 10 minutes watching you try to grab your ball off a guy's head.
Yeah, I've migrated more to the three-point contest.
Who won that?
Joe Harris? Yeah, from the Nets.
Oh, Joe.
Wait a minute.
Oh, what the was the best part about it is Dirk airballed one. Like, they put Dirk in to be like, oh, he's retiring. Yeah, yeah. So they put him in there just to be like, we're being nice, and he embarrassed himself.
They should have let Dirk shoot from the old college three-point line.
The high school line.
Dirk got, like, the blackest wife in the NBA.
What?
He does.
Seriously.
I'm Googling
that now. She gave him a to-go plate in aluminum foil. Like, he's walking with his bag. He's got. I'm like, wow, she a real one.
Jessica Olsen,
Savannah's not giving LeBron no leftover plate. She not feeding him like that.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, she's black.
She's black.
She's beautiful as well.
Yeah. He got him one.
Marvin said, yes, sir.
He got him one.
Oh, this is what? Dirk looks like a really tall middle manager.
At like a Subway.
He does. No, like at an IT firm. Look at that picture.
It looks like Ryan. Oh, not with the suit on. Yeah, with that on. Yeah. That's bad.
Dirk's had a heck of a career, though.
Oh,
so Stephen Curry didn't win? Like, he doesn't automatically win the three-point contest?
No. There's guys that have a better shooting percentage over Steph. You know, if it was like a crazy length three-point contest, he would probably win.
Wouldn't you rather see that?
Yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm. You know what they should go? The format that they, real talk. Forget this new format right here. They should go back to, remember MTV, the MTV basketball tournament, whatever they used to have?
Mm-mm.
Oh, like, you got to be able to YouTube this thing or Google it. Like, they had, like, the different levels of, like, shot. You had your normal.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Shock and Jock or something like that.
I do remember that, yeah.
But, like, that's what they should go back to. Cause, like,
Rock and Jock basketball?
That's it, Rock and Jock. That's what they should go back to because this is kind of boring.
I'd rather watch two people play horse, two NBA guys play horse.
That'd actually be fun. Like,
Matt had that take today on our show as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see that.
Like the old McDonald's.
I just hate all All-Star games.
MJ and Larry Bird contest.
Yeah. Yeah. You hate all All-Star games?
Yeah. I don't know.
The home run derby in Major League Baseball is amazing.
I don't know. That got old fast, man.
Really?
Yeah. I like what they've done to it recently, actually, where it's they made it a lot more quicker. But back when it was just, oh, you have 10 outs, so hit as many home runs as possible. It took forever, man.
You know who I feel like's missing the boat on this? The PGA Tour.
Longest drive, dude.
Longest drive, like different trick shots.
Because the longest drive contest is pretty cool, but it's a bunch of dudes that you don't even know.
Yeah, it's a bunch of roided up dudes.
Yeah. So I want to see the actual guys that I know go out there.
Right. Right. That would, and actually put money on it. Like, that's how you could spice up the NBA. Play a game of horse for $200K.
Wow. That's nothing to those dudes, man.
Yeah, $200K is nothing.
Well, here's why I said $200K.
Actually, no, $200K with some of these lower-level guys. That's good money for them.
Well, here's why I said $200K. I'm actually just leading right into something. Your boy got engaged. Ooh. Draymond Green.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
Poor lady. She's got a little ugly as sin.
Her name is Hazel Renee.
Oh, she's probably an adult.
Guarantee you she's not ugly. I've not
looked
her up.
No, I got you. I mean, I bet she's not. I bet she works at one of those high-end wing establishment places.
She's not ugly. But the reason I said 200K.
Nah, she doesn't work at a wing.
She was a former basketball wives personality, whatever the hell that means. So she's just famous for being on TV.
So she's been married to a basketball player before?
She's be honest with
you. She's in Empire. She's in that show Empire.
You could be on Basketball Wives and never have been married to a basketball player.
Yeah. Well, that don't even make any sense.
None at all. Just like you can be a Real Housewife of Atlanta and not be a housewife.
You just have to live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in Empire and she doesn't look like she's made up any crimes recently on Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
So Draymond, here's where I was going. Earned $17.5 million a year annually. Okay, that's his salary.
He's got some incisors.
So, what? What happened? His
teeth are a little interesting.
Why are you so into Draymond Green and his looks?
I'm not. It's just, oh, he married out. Oh, that's tough. She glowed up. That was Alshon Jeffrey's ex. Oh, I hate it when a football player loses his goal lady to the NBA guy. It's not fair.
That like, trigger
like
you?
Like, you're actually rich, and she's over here calling you a broke, this broke joker that I used to be with.
Somebody get your calculator out because I can't find it on the iPad. What's 17.5 million divided by 12? Anybody?
I guess they got it.
210.
Huh? 17, 2.1 million. No, that's not right.
210.
1.45 million a month is what he's making. All of us other jokers are being told we got to spend how many months' salary on a ring?
No.
It's like, it's some crazy, like some people say 3 months, whatever.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it's supposed to be 3 months.
So by his standards, he's supposed to spend $4.5 million on an engagement ring.
Kobe.
You know what this dude spent? 300 G's.
That's what Draymond did.
Yep.
I can respect it.
300 G's.
I can respect
that. I can too. I'm just saying, like all the rest of us that are working hard for our money, not saying he's not, we're supposed to spend 3 months. He gets away with 1 week.
I think the richer you are, the more you're, the more crazy your rules should be, especially when you know she got a type.
What do you mean crazy your rules should be?
Like, I should be able to go to Chuck E. Cheese and get one of them rings of Chuck E. Cheese and propose to you with a Chuck E. Cheese ring if it's real.
Let me, okay.
Like, who cares?
If the feeling is real.
Yeah, if it's a real, like, I'll go get you a ring eventually, but I'm going to do this to see if you're going to show out. It's a test.
So if you went and you bought a woman
cubic zirconia. What's the lollipop thing?
No, a CZ. Like, if you, serious, real talk. If you went and you bought, like, this really nice, cubic zirconia?
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
Like, yeah.
Okay, and you presented it to her, and she took it. You never really told her it was a diamond. You just, it was an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
And she found out later that it was not a real diamond. Would she be mad?
How would she find out? If she found out,
she got an appraisal.
If she found it, why are you getting an appraisal? I'm worth.
So you turn it back on her.
I get $17.5 million a year. You don't need it. You don't need to get
it. I'm saying him. I'm saying you.
No, I'm saying like that's. I would be like, yo, why are you? What's wrong with you? Like, what do you need to get it appraised for? We got bread. What you trying to do? You trying to leave? That's what you get. That's why I did it.
See, what had happened was I've got the real ring, but I was going to wait.
You were so happy I didn't really – and I kind of needed the cash.
It's in my box at the bank.
Yeah.
Anyway, just found that interesting. 300 grand. Good. Congratulations to Draymond Green.
Yeah, that's it. But, I mean, like I said, she got a type, so he should. He spent the right amount of money.
And Hazel Renee.
Yeah.
We've got to take a break. We're behind. But if you're a realtor in this area, don't sell a home without getting the air quality tested for your client. Go to Luce Air Quality. Work with them. That's luceairquality.com. They work with realtors all over the place to make sure the air quality is up to par in homes that people are moving into or even homes that you're listing. You don't want anybody to find something out as you're going through the process. So go to luceairquality.com or call them. 904-803-1014. Make sure you tell them the Sports Den sent you. We'll be right back.
This is Calais Cab of your Jacksonville Jaguars, and you're listening to the Sports Den on 1010 XL.
You know how much money I'd have to spend at thinmdmedspa.com to get in those jeans?
A lot more.
There's a lot of guys that's actually asked that, but not in the way I'm asking them. But, I mean, I ain't getting in those skinny jeans.
You're not going to hop?
No. That'd be my workout for the day. Trying to fit in those dang jeans. Got holes all in them. Then MD Med Spa. If your goal in life is to get in some skinny jeans, then you need to go see Dr. Capasso. He can help you out. If your goal in life is just to get in the jeans that you used to be able to wear, you need to go see Dr. Capasso. ThinMDMedSpa.com. They've got locations in Mandarin or a location in Mandarin over by Bonefish Grill.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Angie and I went there the other night.
Bonefish?
Yeah.
I haven't been since it like opened.
That bang bang shrimp, man.
Still going hard?
Yeah. Amazing.
Everybody makes it now. So like, it
not even, like they do.
Really?
They
still got the mark. Because I can get this anywhere.
There's something about it. I don't know what they're putting. Anyway, ThinMD Med Spa, the other location is in Jacks Beach. Maybe you just got to get, back to being able to perform. Maybe you got some ED issues or something like that. Or maybe you just got low testosterone. Maybe you're just not feeling well. Go check out Dr. Capasso at thinmdmedspa.com. Make sure you tell them the Sports Den sent you. At the very least, go get you some Mitoblast. I'll leave it there. So I mentioned, I teased this earlier, and I'm interested. I have not looked at this list. I saw it and I marked it and said, I want to actually talk about this. So the most pro-ready prospects in the 2019 NFL draft. Now, this is written by one Christopher Knox. I have no idea who Christopher Knox is, nor do I know his qualifications or what he would consider pro-ready. Okay. He starts it off by saying, while NFL and NCAA football games look nearly identical, stop there. Your list has no credibility. They don't look identical at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. If you feel like you have enough expertise, James, to write this article that says the most pro-ready prospects in the 2019 NFL draft, and you open up by saying, while the NFL and NCAA games look identical?
Yeah. About that. You sound like you cover Florida State. Our media makes no sense.
Well, I'm going to tell you who he said anyway, because it's a list and people love lists.
Okay.
Nick Bosa, most pro-ready.
Okay. Duh.
Yeah. Josh Allen. Man, people loving this dude. This Man, Kentucky linebacker.
I give him Josh.
He's 6'5", 260. He had 17 sacks last year at Kentucky.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. 10 of those in SEC play. Quinnen Williams. See, he's just kind of taking the obvious. Devin White. Wow. Ed Orgeron said he has been a part of Ray Lewis, speaking of himself, and he's been a part of Patrick Willis, and he's right there. He's one of the best I've ever seen as far as a middle linebacker goes. They think that's what Ed Orgeron said. Nobody actually knows what Ed Orgeron says.
Orgeron coached Ray Murder Ray?
Must have.
Get him, Murder.
Football. I'm all for Devin White at 7. I'll say it. I think that improves this team more than anything outside of a quarterback that you can take. And the problem with the quarterback is you got to get a good one. Devin White at 7 makes this team legit day one.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is a name that everybody's hopping on now. TJ Hockenson. Tight end from Iowa. I keep hearing these people talk about, should we draft TJ Hockenson at 7? Hell no!
Hockenson.
We are not drafting some cat named TJ Hockenson at 7. Just like I don't want my college football team to sign some dude named James.
Samaj.
James.
Samaj James.
Josh Jacobs, Alabama running back. I can get with him there. Byron Murphy, corner from Washington. And then your boy, who when you look at his picture, you don't think football player. And then when you look at his highlights, you go, holy cow, Rashawn Gary, defensive end from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And then your other boy, Jonah Williams, offensive tackle from Alabama. And our first quarterback finally comes on at Dwayne Haskins. He says, though only a one-year starter, Haskins improved throughout the 2018 season. He has size, and he's a pure pocket passer, so he's ahead of Stephen A. in his analysis. That's good. He's also a great decision maker who passed for 4,831 yards and 50 touchdowns with just 8 interceptions. He says his comparison is, think Sam Darnold without the baffling mistakes. Somebody compares him to Matt Stafford. Let me ask you this. If you know you've got Matt Stafford, is he worth number 7 pick? I think so. We make fun of Matt Stafford, but dude's had a career, bro.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's never won a game that mattered.
Never been on a team that was any good.
He had the best wide receiver in football for most of his career.
And he put up the stats with him.
But they never won a game that mattered.
What do you want him to do? Do you want him to run out and play defense?
Blake had a homeless guy, a guy who didn't know why he was on the team, a guy who couldn't catch a punt.
And he had a defense.
Okay.
That's like saying Jalen's not any good because they didn't win any games.
Well, Jalen's
gone to the third round of the playoffs though at least one year. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but Drew Brees has won multiple
well,
times
not
without
Drew
having
Drew Brees.
Okay.
I'm not
well,
saying
Drew Brees
Drew
was
Brees.
Drafted in the second round, so
I didn't ask about Drew Brees.
No, I'm just
I
saying,
just
like,
said,
if I'm going to take.
If you know that.
If I know I have Matt Stafford and I know Matt Stafford's career, that's the only reason I'm saying. Like, Matt Stafford really gets a pass because he didn't just have. Like, Megatron is, like, just unreal. Like, what he could do is just. Like, they're talking about Hall of Fame, and he walked away early. And that's the only reason I'm saying that.
But when he had Megatron, he threw for 5,000 yards. It's not like he didn't perform when he had Megatron.
I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just saying, like, they should have done
more.
Dude
can't play defense. And he went 10-6, which is what Blake went.
Oh.
Now, to your
one year.
Yeah, to your point, my man's played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 seasons, and he's played in the exact same amount of playoff games as Blake Bortles. 3. Just saying, like, if I know that I've got a 10-year run of Matt Stafford numbers, yeah, I'm going to take him at 7.
Let's see. I want to see what those playoff game logs look like, actually. Did he do anything in the playoffs when he played?
Dang. He threw for 380 in one playoff game. Mm-hmm. Threw for 323 in the other. And then 205.
Man's played, he was 2011, 2014, 2016.
Dang.
But he's made some jack, though. So you wouldn't take him?
Possibly.
There's analysis for you. That's all I get out of
you. I mean, I don't really like him. Does that help?
You don't like him as a person?
As a person, as a staff, as a franchise, the Detroit line, or his team.
All right. Duval Ford text line, talking about the dunk contest. Dwight Howard Superman dunk was not a dunk. It was more of a throw-in. But that was still kind of sweet. Almost a throw-in almost made it better, in my opinion. I can't. Oh, Urban Dictionary. Oh, Am I Still Trash says ASJ and Hymns should be in the Hall of Fame section on amistilltrash.com.
See, is him trash or is him just not good?
He's talking about DeAndre Francois. What? 451 says who wins in a fight, Jalen or Josh Allen?
Jalen rocks trash, Josh. Y'all crazy. Don't let the sassiness fool you. That's why I say people, whatever stereotype you have of them, people use that in the wrong way. I have seen YouTube enough to know that that's not the L that I want on my record.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Atlanta Waffle Houses, it always goes down in the Atlanta Waffle House for some reason, and dudes yapping, running them gums. And get worked. Now the whole world sees it. Now your homeboy is laughing at you.
I was telling somebody the other day, for the first time in my life, I actually saw a new Waffle House being built.
Where?
Angie and I went to the outlet malls in St. Augustine. They're building one right there.
Really?
Yeah, brand new, from the ground. I didn't even know they did that.
Like,
I didn't know that
I
was a thing.
I thought they just, like, planted them there, and it's just boom. Like, you just – one day it's a sign that says Waffle House coming soon. You turn around, look, boom, it's a brand new Waffle House.
No, this one is – yeah. I thought they were just waited for a building to get condemned, and they.
Yeah, I gotta let it. I gotta let them get the grease caked in there a little bit because it don't taste the same.
537 says, number one in baseball, tied for first in basketball, finished sixth in football poll, and just jumped Bama for number one recruiting class in 2020.
Oh God,
Saban is on a downward spiral. Go LSU.
You are fake news.
Is this serious?
Hey, yeah.
I thought it was my bad. I thought it was a Florida fan. I was about to say, God, I can't deal with this. But
I thought it was going there too.
LSU?
Yeah. With Orgeron.
My hand was on the button either way.
I always want to do the Soldier Boy. LSU? Who?
When you're bringing up college baseball and stuff, you lost.
Easy.
No one really? Cares about that sport. Sorry.
I mean.
Yeah, okay. I agree with you, but I was going to like brag about Mike Martin.
Never winning stuff, a title.
You're right. You're right. I mean, he's doing well right now. I mean, they hit like.
It was opening weekend.
Three games in the year.
They played four.
Undefeated.
Yeah, they played four.
They played four games and they have like a ton of home runs, but you know.
A ton.
Who'd they play?
I don't know. School of the Deaf and the Blind. I mean, I have no idea.
Maine.
Maine.
The Black Bears.
Maine. They hadn't even been able to practice yet in Maine.
Close.
It's still snowing in yes. Maine.
They play baseball on that. They really play baseball on that up that high.
What is the, I mean, seriously, where is the University of Maine at? I mean, Maine.
Maine.
But I mean, where, is there cities in Maine?
No, I think it's just one big forest.
one big metropolis.
Family or his in-laws live in Maine.
Who?
Hacker. So it is a real place.
Is it University of Maine or Maine University? It's University of Maine. It's in Orono, Maine. O-R-O-N-O.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know where that's at?
No clue.
Weather in Orono, Maine.
Negative 25.
It's 13 degrees right now.
You think they're really getting out there and practicing some baseball before they come down here?
I think it's fairly safe to say that if you're playing Maine in your first season opener in the first weekend of the season, they haven't yet hit their peak.
Did we go there or did they come to Tallahassee?
No, you didn't go there.
Oh, because I'm like, that's an unfair advantage. Like, can you play in 13 degrees?
Well, good news, tomorrow in Orono, Maine, it's going to be sunny. It's going to be a high of 20, a low of 2.
Ooh.
Yes. Serious heat coming, though, over the weekend. It's going to climb up to 37 this weekend.
What's the coldest weather you've ever been in?
Oh, I was in Chicago in January one year, and I thought about ending it.
Like negative 5.
Just like it's
that.
Not even worth it.
I went to Chicago
in
October.
Forget the family,
October.
Everything. It's just time to go.
Just no.
Like
I wasn't made for this.
I was still thinking about giving it a shot when Arena Football was paying actual good money.
Mm-hmm.
And I fly in, and you know, you go through there, you get the cab and all that other stuff, and you come out. And I finally got out of the cab, and the elements. I had a sweatsuit on, but I'm like thinking like, okay, this is going to be warm enough.
Where is this again?
I'm in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
I opened the door, and I swear the wind slapped me. Just
that's what they call it.
It's where James retired.
Just hit me right, hit me square. Like my eyes teared up. Like I didn't know what to do. I'm like, why is it so cold in October? It was like 30 degrees. I was like, I would never want to live in this place. Never want to live in this place.
How many cities can you name in Maine?
I could name Orono.
Where's the capital of Maine?
Montpelier?
Yeah. Look at this dude.
Oh.
Augusta.
Like Georgia?
No, Maine.
It's the only Augusta I acknowledge.
There's a Portland, Maine. Oh, I've heard of this. Bangor, Maine.
That sounds like one of the places in Taken.
Augusta, Lewiston, Waterville, Bar Harbor. Oh, there's a South Portland. So Portland must be big.
Oh, okay. South Portland's where it's at. That's where the goons live.
1.3 million people in the entire state of Maine.
Yeah, how many goons are in Maine? Look that up.
I think Maine is the place where the governor said like the black people were part of the problem or something like that. It's like two black people that live in Maine.
They're like, "Come on, guy."
Oh. Yeah, I'm assuming the average income in Maine is really high, or why would you live
there? It's got to be really high.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be $72,000.
Yeah, that's super
high.
No
way.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Median family income.
Yeah. I mean, look up Jackson.
Oh, that's actually,
Jesus.
No, that's actually.
How many people live in Maine?
Hold on. Yeah, let me look up Jacksonville.
I bet it's like.
But
not
the governor.
No,
really
this is household,
though.
Bro. This is family.
The governor of Maine has said that people of color were enemies of his state.
Really?
It appeared to suggest they should.
Oh, yeah,
shot.
You're right, JJ. Median household income in Jacksonville is $46,000.
Oh, they balling in Maine. But then again, you got to spend it all on propane and heat. So, well, you're spending $30,000 a year on utilities. Your quality of life is pretty crappy.
Very true. Are you serious? He said that?
Yeah, in 2016.
He said what?
The governor of Maine has said that people of color were enemies of his state and appeared to suggest they should be shot. Then he goes on to double down and says, he's all right, speaking of Maine's effort to combat drug crime, he said the enemy right now are people of color or people of Hispanic origin. When you go to war and the enemy dresses in red and blue and you dress in blue, then you shoot at red.
Hmm.
I mean, it's about his business. Do they play football in Maine?
They have a really good football program.
Yeah. Actually, you know who signed there?
No.
I think is Helm from Bartram.
Really?
Griffin, yeah.
I hope he brought a jacket.
Yeah. 762 says, I can name Buxton, Maine because of Shawshank Redemption.
Is that what Shawshank?
Okay. 891 says, Bar Harbor is a tourist town and it sucks. 465 says, how does James have such nice calves for a large man? I would wear shorts all the time if I was him.
Big guys always have nice calves because they have to carry around a lot of mass.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
It's true.
We're going to wrap up the sports end on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
All makes sense now. You really should, if you get a chance, get on the Facebook Live feed as well. Decent stuff happens at the breaks. Golf. We're 22 days away from the Players.
Yes.
Yes.
If it'll be this temperature, life would be so great. Sundress season.
Yeah. It felt like summer inside a Boost today.
I feel like summer outside of everywhere.
It was hot.
It was hot.
I was trying to give Boost a plug.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Completely
like,
didn't go.
Don't make it sound like Boost is hot as hell. Like, it's just.
It's hot as hell when it's hot as hell.
Yeah. You think Blake will make an appearance at the Players this year?
Oh, I thought you were going to say a Boost. Please.
Please of no course. Or please yes.
You please come on. Right side through.
Oh,
drop
yeah.
Money.
Blake makes an appearance at. Yo, absolutely. Is Blake married?
No.
Well, never mind. That opened up a door for something.
They announced today, PGA Tour did, that the golfers are now have been okay to wear shorts in practice rounds and pro-ams.
That could be dangerous.
Why?
I mean, have you seen the way these cats is wearing shorts?
Yeah, I don't like the new shorts, man. My generation fought really hard for longer shorts, and you young cats are just out here ruining it.
You should have been in Boost. You saw D-Walk shorts.
Yes, I did.
They're over there telling me I'm the coach. You're wrong. Like, no, I'm not. I'm right. Yeah. Them shorts. I mean, why would you wear tights?
Yeah, exactly.
If you knew you were wearing I remember a girl. They had the rule for shorts and like the girls had to wear it had to
fingertip
be past their
length.
Fingertips. Like, these guys are just breaking all kind of laws right now.
They couldn't even go to my high school.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that has, like, a 21-day weather forecast that we could see what
the probably, weather? But it'll probably be wrong.
Yeah. Weather Channel app gives you 14.
AccuWeather. Let's see. I'm just curious. I like to jump ahead of things, JJ. I want to see what it's going to be like.
Crap. It's going to be stupid tomorrow. This weather sucks.
You were just saying how great it is.
It's going to be 66 degrees, and it's going to go back to 88. That doesn't make any sense. Players is when?
Yeah.
Is it the first weekend of March or is it the second?
Second weekend of March, right?
It's like March 9th and all that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're in the good weather.
We are?
70, 70, 71, 70.
Please, yes. Please let that be the situation. And Sonny?
Yeah.
Y'all won't find me anywhere but out there that entire week. It's been the Sports Den on a Monday night. We'll come back on Tuesday night and do it again just an hour later. Tuesday nights is the only night that we're not 9 to 11. We're 10 to midnight, so make sure you join us tomorrow night. Make sure you listen to the replay on iTunes or SoundCloud. Tell your friends about it. Share it. Get our listens up. Get our clicks up for us. We appreciate it. Make sure you support our sponsors, ABC.
Loose Air Quality, as well as Thin and B Med Spa. Go see all them. I'm at Denny underscore Thompson. He's at Big Game James 36 and at JJ LaSelva. We will be back tomorrow. Have a great night.